Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, September 9th, 2013. Israeli settlers uproot Palestinian-owned trees and troops kidnap a patient from Gaza on his way to get medical treatment. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli settlers uprooted late on Sunday night and Monday at dawn 40 olive trees owned by Palestinian farmers from the village of Yatta near Hebron City in southern West Bank. Residents told local media that armed settlers under the protection of Israeli troops cut off 40 olive trees and left. Farmers say they are under constant attack by armed settlers from illegal settlements near their village. In Jerusalem on Monday, bulldozers of the Israeli Jerusalem municipality started to dig a tunnel to separate the Palestinian village of Isawiyah from the nearby illegal Israeli settlement. Residents said that the settlers complained that the villagers are using facilities such as the gas station and ATM machines in the settlement, so they petitioned the municipality to build a trench to stop the villagers. Isawiyah residents are forced to use facilities in the settlement as the Israeli government refuses to allow them to build any kind of infrastructure or services facilities inside the village. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped a young Palestinian man at the Erez terminal between Gaza and Israel as he was on his way to receive treatment at an Israeli hospital. Palestinian sources said that Mohammed al-Baraki, 25, from Ash-Shati' refugee camp, is suffering from a serious illness that rendered him disabled and was heading to an Israeli hospital after receiving all needed permits and referrals. Israel frequently kidnaps Palestinian patients heading to Israeli hospitals, and in many cases the army asks them to become collaborators with the occupation in exchange for getting them medical treatment. More than 400 patients, including infants and children, died due to the siege. Many patients died while awaiting permits from Israel to cross the borders for medical treatment. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, September 9th News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.